Welcome, everyone, to the Energy Advisors Podcast. I'm your host, Rex, that energy guy, and glad to have you listening to us no matter where you are around the world. We do these sparks of the days to kind of give you an update so you can listen along without having to read everything. So we're glad to have you. And today's topic is about a great new program the state of Colorado announced. Colorado is a great state because they're continuing to be very aggressive to give programs to the citizens that will help them transition into electrification of transportation and energy and all that stuff. So they're great. Will Tour and his team over there are fantastic. But before we go there, hey, listen, life is busy. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to episode number 57, working with Mentis Technologies, which is an AI-driven platform to provide state licensing requirements for sellers and installers of solar and other renewable technologies. It's something that's vastly needed. I think we're going to see the industry self-regulate to get rid of the bozos. So listen into episode number 57 if you missed it. Okay, before we get on to today's quick spark, I want to thank our partners in the show. As always, we couldn't do it without them. Our good friends over at Power, they are leading the nation in 23 states in providing energy solutions end-to-end from solar, residential wind, portable solar. You're looking at EV charging stations, a whole gamut, lots of options. They're one of the only power providers green renewable energy providers that give you an array. So you can actually tailor a solution for what you need. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Hey, this is my package and this is what you get. And sometimes that doesn't make any sense. So if you want to get in contact with them, go to energyadvisors.today, fill out the form, and we'll get you connected to them. Our other partner in the show is our good friends over at Solar for America. They manufacture PV panels here in the United States, and that's a good thing. We need independence in supply chains around the world. We don't want any particular countries being able to put a pinch on things. And finally, our friends over at Universal Wind Kinetics love what they're doing. Residential wind. This stuff is amazing. If you haven't seen it, the technology breakthroughs are incredible. A single wind turbine. And when the wind is blowing at speed, which it doesn't take very much wind to turn these things, can produce the same amount of power as right at 4 solar panels. So easy add-on to solar installations, great option for people who are wanting to get in because they're very affordable, and it's just amazing technology. The innovation cycles go on and on. So again, stop by energyadvisors.today and check that out. Okay. On to today's important announcement. Colorado's done a great thing. You know, I live here. The show emanates from here. So sometimes we pay a little bit of attention, but they're doing a lot of good things. Our friends over at the Colorado Energy Office, Will Tour and his team, they're doing a lot of great things. And this morning, bright and early, they released a press release coming from the governor of Colorado, which, you know, they work for, and Will Tour. Our good friend Ari over there, who gets all the execution done, they put out an announcement about a new e-bike program. And this is exciting because you now, at point of sale, can get a $450 rebate on the purchase of an e-bike. Now, that's pretty cool because e-bikes start out at, if you Google it and look around, $800, $900, and they'll go over a couple thousand or up to $2,000 range. Okay, so if you're buying a $1,000 one, that's almost a 50% credit, and if you're a rebate, and if you're buying a $2,000 one, there's plenty, you can find them all. It's like a 25%. So, heck, what other purchases do you have in life or where you're getting subsidized for those things, and it's great. Now, this program is open to everyone in Colorado, so all citizens. And what was interesting about, they did a pilot program back in August of 23 through January. Now, this program was a income qualifying program, so you had to meet certain income requirements to make in that program, but it was wildly successful. Through that program from August to January, the over 5,500 e-bikes were purchased. And so it's pretty cool. Now, in order to do this, you have to purchase the e-bike new, and it has to be at their participating retailers. Okay, so you can't just buy one off of eBay or your friend or Facebook Market or something like that. And you must register the discount. The retailers must register that purchase and to participate. Now, there are some particular qualifications, but not on the purchaser, but on the actual e-bike itself. It has to have a motor that is 750 watts or less. You have to be able to pedal it, and then the e-bike engine basically disengages or shuts down its power contribution at 20 miles an hour. Now, there's three different classes. I don't want to bore you with all those details. It's really simple. If you want to get the rest of those details, is to go to the Colorado Energy Office website and their e-bike tax credit. So the URL for that is energyoffice.colorado.gov. So energyoffice.colorado.gov. I like what they do over there. They're a great team to work with. They really are trying to stay ahead and help people transition to more and more renewable solutions. And one of the things people don't understand is we don't stop and think about it. Our transportation is one of the largest costs we have and also largest contributor to greenhouse gases and stuff. So the more people who do this, the better. This is a great program for your college kids, maybe people in the suburban areas that are not going very far. Heck, I know a lot of senior citizens love to get one of these. So it's a great program. So I'm trying to tell everyone. So that's the spark of the day today. I hope other states continue to follow in like programs like this. I'm reaching out to a few influencers around the states to share this news. I think it's exciting. Again, I will always want to thank our friends over at the Colorado Energy Office for their leadership in doing these types of programs. Now, don't think that you can just move to Colorado. Just kidding. Colorado is one of the best places to be and travel the world. So until next time, we're always looking for information, news, updates. Please don't forget to subscribe wherever you are following us. If you're following us on the video platforms, if you are listening in to us from the podcast platforms, which we are pretty much everywhere, don't forget to follow. Thanks for tuning in, and I will close by saying what we say every time. Thank you, and make it a great day.